Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Go ahead and yell at your smart speakers, too. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Agwemeke, we're presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And Janae, we've been sitting around waiting and getting content from one of the most unexpected places this entire offseason.
Yes.
And it finally came home today. Now, we've got plenty of stuff with the Lakers to get to. What a difference one player makes for that franchise. And with the Knicks, I've been hearing Max Kellerman talk about the Knicks for a while on ESPN Radio. But now we're getting to a point where we get to ask the question, how excited are we allowed to be about the Knicks? But before we do all that, J.J. Watt, the unforeseen content fountain from this offseason. Janae, how many days have we come in here at this point looking at his Twitter account for people recklessly speculating about his future in the NFL?
That's each and every day, not just for J.J., but for multiple people. And I'm just recognizing that I'm wearing my NASA Houston We Have a Problem shirt because all those problems translated to a new team for J.J. And he, you know, unveiled the information. The place that has been his home these last few weeks.
J.J. Watt's Twitter account has been unbelievable, and he went to Twitter, and in addition to being a content maker and a professional athlete, now became a newsbreaker. J.J. Watt tweeted out, "Source me," with an image of himself very stern looking in a squat rack with an Arizona Cardinals, what looks like one of those like three-quarter baseball shirts. I can't quite see, but it looks like that style. Nonetheless, Janae, J.J. Watt's going to be an Arizona Cardinal. How surprising is that headline? Because I was never once considering that team for this player.
See, growing up in Houston, Texas, we all knew that J.J. Watt wanted to be a Cardinal. Okay, maybe not a Stanford Cardinal, but Arizona Cardinal, that makes sense. But I'm really excited for him. And I think, you know, a lot of times when we say, where do players go? I think we made the case last week, follow where the money is. And I think his deal, Junior, the guaranteed money mattered in this deal because it's the contract is worth $31 million, including $23 million guaranteed, which sort of begs the question that you were talking about in our pre-show meeting. All right, is the guarantee the most important thing where he can find a place where he is happy, where he is productive, and where he is paid? And I feel like the Arizona Cardinals sort of hit all of those things. And we don't know what the other deals were like, but it seems like that's where he wanted to be.
I think that's the biggest portion of this is we weren't sure. We hadn't heard a ton of speculation, a ton of leaks, a ton of information about what was potentially being offered by some of these other teams. Some of the contenders that we had automatically put J.J. Watt on the radar for, we had heard about there being a market. But when you see a deal like this, $23 million guaranteed, $31 million overall on the deal, a two-year deal with the Arizona Cardinals, you're inclined to say, all right, at some point, maybe those other deals weren't as lucrative, and we'll find out what the difference may have been, but that was apparently worth it enough to J.J. Watt to go to a team right now that is very good, that last year I think a lot of people expected certain things out of that didn't necessarily translate to the second half of the season, but if football-wise, it only makes a certain amount of sense. And at some point, maybe it's okay to say what our colleague Bart Scott said, co-host to Bart Hahn earlier on ESPN Radio, that J.J. Watt went in this for the bag. Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio, and it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And Janae, there is nothing wrong with being warm and rich. Now, he gets to have the very Arizona conversation about, man, this dry heat's so much better than all the humidity in Texas, the general, you know, kind of conversation that goes on there. But Bart's right about the other stuff. If you were looking for a late career opportunity, and J.J. Watt's not that old, but his body has certainly aged, put a lot of miles on it, this isn't a landing spot that looks like Super Bowl in the next 2 to 3 years. They're just hoping to make the playoffs this season, the way they're going.
That really hit me different. Speaking to a Golic, nothing's wrong with being warm and rich. You know, I'm alluding to something there, but you know, I love it because I was just wondering in my head. My head goes to obviously with my Houston Texans roots. How much of a role did DeAndre Hopkins have? Because I know he sort of put out in the universe, like trying to maybe put out a recruiting pitch where you can play with a super talented quarterback, you can bolster the defense, you can get paid, and you can be warm, and you can be rich. And Hopkins tweeted, I think an hour ago, life is good, referencing future and the GIF in Arizona. So yeah, I think as a competitor, this sort of shocks us, because after you stay with a franchise for 10 years, and I always tell people, you know, around the age of 26, 27, 28, we found this with Anthony Davis, we were tested with this with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Around that time period, you wonder, and even we just saw Matthew Stafford being able to have a year as a contender within the same division, you start getting that itch, like, all right, do I want to win a championship or not? How much does that mean to me? And I think J.J. Watt, just thinking about his persona and his brand and already what he's achieved as a multiple-time defensive player of the year, you know, I do think that this probably was, hey, I can sort of compete at a high level, get paid, enjoy doing the thing that I love with a guy that I already know, and make a run at something. But like, it is ironic, because the contender was a big conversation point, but within that NFC West, you don't have to worry about doing that in your division before we even talk about the conference overall.
To that end, the J.J. Watt acquisition for the Arizona Cardinals didn't do much for their odds. This is according to Caesars Sportsbook by William Hill. You talk about the NFC West. Their odds to win the NFC West moved from 7-1 to 6-1, 6-1. Still the longest odds of any of the four teams in that division. Their odds to win the NFC remain at 20-1, and their odds to win the Super Bowl remain at 40-1. This was never going to be a move that elevated a team from good to great, that took you from playoff outsider to insider. It was always going to be, we thought in our minds, the luxury of a championship caliber roster to say, we're going to add a little more firepower in that spot. And the relationships matter. Vance Joseph, who's their defensive coordinator, was the secondary coach in Houston when J.J. Yep. got there early in his career. There's those connection points, there's no doubt, and getting to play across what'll be a healthy Chandler Jones last year, who missed a lot of this year due to injury. All the stuff that we talked about takes the weight off JJ's plate in that spot. But we talk about this championship thing like there's not a price tag for everybody, Chiné. J.J. Watt is a made man already. J.J. Watt's one of three players in NFL history. Him, Aaron Donald, and Lawrence Taylor to be three-time defensive player of the year. He is inner sanctum Hall of Fame material there. His legacy's not going to be defined by a championship the same way we do to a quarterback in a comparable position. And so maybe he's allowed to weigh the a championship in financial terms the way a lot of us would do in that same position, even if we had J.J.'s money like we always want to count.
Again, for those who are just joining us, the Cardinals are giving J.J. Watt a two-year, $31 million deal that includes $23 million guaranteed. And I love that I see also here on Twitter, per Adam Schefter, our newsbreaker for the NFL, he tweeted, J.J. Watt is signing with the Arizona Cardinals per J.J. Watt. Love it.
Love to see athletes put their stories in their own hands. That is Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Chiné, we'll get into a little bit, because I think the most interesting thing for me, because once I saw Cardinals, I was like, all right, the motivation clearly a little bit different in this spot. But the net result when you look in that division is now J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones opposite each other on a defense that looked like it was getting more of itself as the year went along. A 49ers defense that's going to get healthier when Nick Bosa and company come back at full strength next year. And, oh, by the way, Aaron Donald still on that team in Los Angeles right now. All that protection that Russell Wilson was asking for in Seattle, might be time to start listening to him on that stuff. We will get to plenty more as these teams have to pay up to make the changes necessary to go out and try and build a championship roster after reacting to this news that J.J. Watt, now an Arizona Cardinal. But coming up next, we had a lot of questions about the Los Angeles Lakers this time last week. How many answers did we get over the weekend, and who's the one player we need to start giving a little more credit in that organization? We'll do that next. Chiné and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chiné and Golic Jr., the podcast.
The thing I enjoy most about this is how much Chiné hates being surprised.
Yes, I can't stand it. And you tend to always do that on this show all the time. And it causes my emotions not to be prepared for. I've cried here a couple of thug tears, but that was really sweet. That was a nice touch. I did not see it coming.
It is the Chiné and Golic Jr. difference around here. Everybody loves everybody, regardless of the platform that we're on. So again, we're celebrating Women's History Month around here. Monica McNutt going to join us in a few minutes here. But Chiné, before we get to that, Chiné and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Do we have to start putting Dennis Schroeder's name in the MVP conversation?
Stop.
Because, Lord,
okay,
this
down.
Lakers team has looked different. All joking aside, since Dennis Schroeder's return, a win against the Portland Trailblazers, a dominant win against Golden State the other night, and now this Lakers team, all of a sudden, Chiney, is amazing when they've got just one other person who looks confident with the ball in their hands if LeBron James is on or off the court. How much this group turned around in a hurry, even accounting for the level of competition?
Yeah, so the big question last season that has carried over to this season, even though, like, I guess they didn't need an answer necessarily because they won a title last season, but you're still seeing how they have to address this, is who will step up when LeBron James and possibly Anthony Davis, maybe he gets in foul trouble. Right now he's, you know, dealing with his injury. Who will step up as a member of the supporting cast? And the answer has resoundingly been, especially after this weekend, seeing the two-game sample size, Dennis Schroeder. He's a ball of energy. You have to love him. I mean, this is a guy that was almost the sixth man of the year last year, and he lost out to another guy on the Lakers, currently Montrezl Harrell. And what he's able to do is twofold. One, he creates for himself offensively. He can knock down an outside shot, but he can get to the rim. He just plays with that pep in his step that this team really needs, because I've always said that this season for the Lakers is like two seasons wrapped in one with 71 days in between. And then the second thing that he really does is take some of the weight off of LeBron James's shoulders, being a primary ball handler. So LeBron doesn't have to think about, all right, I got to take over. All right, I got to set my look up. I got to get everyone else involved. Now LeBron can just run the wings. Dennis brings it up. He gets other people involved. And the last game versus the Warriors, I mean, look at the energy and intensity they played with. He just he's had that immediate impact, Dennis Schroeder, for them, and he is the answer. I think he is the number one answer, the one that they've been looking for last year, and now they have this year, which means when healthy, they can absolutely contend again for a title, because now they know that Dennis Schroeder can provide instant offense and get the team going in a way that they've been looking for in years past.
Chiney and Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio. And I think that is the difference maker, because they lost out on that presence when Rondo left the building. Playoff Rondo that we all talked about last year was someone confident in that role when LeBron wasn't there, because we know that's going to be his primary skill set, especially at this point in his career. You're doing your team a disservice if the ball is not in LeBron's hands coming up the court. But to fill all those gaps, especially right now, because I look at this Lakers team, Chiney, and it's just because I am full of Marvel right now. I rewatched Age of Ultron this weekend, the Avengers movie. And you can look at this team kind of like the Avengers. You can say, all right, you've got Iron Man and Captain America and Anthony Davis and LeBron James. You've got the two forces that tend to govern your team. But when they're out every once in a while, you need that other voice to step up, whether that's, you know, Black Widow or someone stepping into that spot that all of a sudden Dennis Schroeder can hold down, where you take the rest of these parts that don't look on paper like they'd always fit together and find a way to make them work.
Yeah, what we saw with Dennis Schroeder being back is energy and just playing with less pressure. And how did that translate? And I know this because I just stepped off of SportsCenter. They made 64% of their uncontested three, six players in double figures. So there's something to when Dennis steps on the floor and, you know, offsets LeBron's load. And I would like to say that I am still working through the Marvel Avengers Challenge, watching all of the movies in the Marvel Challenge. My actual partner in crime in doing this is Emmanuel Acho, who, shout out to him, will be hosting the Bachelor. But we've been, you know, the last 2 weeks I've had some things that are busy, and now he's probably going to be super busy coming up, so I don't know when we're going to get back to the Avengers and Marvel, but after I promise you I will finish that eventually.
You know what, me being a teammate here, I could take this moment to understand that you've got a lot going on. You're getting ready to balance both of your careers at the highest level. Acho, we're very excited for him, going to be hosting After the Final Rose for the Bachelor franchise in place of Chris Harrison coming up here, which is an awesome opportunity, but I'm still here to hold you guys accountable and make sure that you get this added bit of culture into your lives from these here Marvel movies. It's because I care
you.
About. It's because I care
got
about you guys.
We're like only four movies in, but I promise I'll get there.
It's, you know what? It's four further than you were before. We
Thank
are about
you.
Incremental progress
Thank you.
Around here. Speaking of incremental progress,
Let's
the New
go!
York Knicks. Is this enough to get excited about, or are there still the major roadblocks in this situation to true happiness in New York? We will get to all that after this word from Omaha Steaks. Very excited for this one. Guys, when it comes to flavor, tenderness, and value,
Ooh.
No one is going to come close to Omaha Steaks. What a triple threat right there.
Let's go.
Flavor, tenderness, and value.
That's you on a plate.
That was my nickname in high school. Maybe not. Try the Butcher's Best Sellers Grill Pack, though. I promise you guys, it includes four of their iconic filet mignons, four ultra-juicy burgers, four savory pork chops. Do not sleep on the pork chops. You're going to get desserts, and you're going to get so much more. And right now, if you enter code GOLIC in the search bar, you're not only going to get a special price, you're also going to get four more chicken breasts and four more of those delicious burgers for free. That's right. GOLIC in the search bar is going to get you more meat. That seems all too appropriate and all too fitting. Go to omahasteaks.com and type the keyword GOLIC into the search bar. Got to go to the search bar to do this, and you're going to order the Butcher's Best Seller Pack today. Don't forget, you'll get four free chicken breasts and four burgers. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword GOLIC. Let's check in with the Knicks next on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
As Chiney mentioned, March is the start of Women's History Month, and so we believe it's on us to get you guys caught up on some of the names you need to know and understand around the world of sports. People that are making waves and doing big things, like our own Chiney Igwumike here on Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Chiney were presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And as we dive into what's going on around the NBA, from Los Angeles and Dennis Schroeder returning to the court, to everything happening in New York right now and how much we're allowed to buy into that, we're excited to go to the Goodyear Hotline and welcome in Monica McNutt, former Georgetown hoop star, doing great work covering the NBA here at ESPN on the ACC network as well as the MSG network. Monica, we appreciate the time. How you doing?
Yo, Golic, I'm fantastic. Chiney, sis, girl, we here.
Finally, Monica, we finally get to talk, even though we hype each other up on social media 24/7.
All the time.
It is time.
It is so far past time. I'm glad we're doing this right now. Monica, we're really excited to have you here. We need to, quite honestly, have you a lot more around here because we've watched you killing it everywhere on the network right now. And so I want to dive right into it with you because we've been watching over the weekend in Los Angeles, the NBA, the return of Dennis Schroeder to this team and to the court, how much of a difference it's made for them. How sustainable do you think this is, even without Anthony Davis, going into the stretch of the season post-All-Star game for them now?
Oh, man, Golic. Sustainable? All right, here's the deal. I do think that Schroeder was a highly underappreciated element of players that were absent. Obviously, AD is the headliner. And I still think without AD, it drastically changes the complexion and the potential of this team. But Schroeder, he's a relief for LeBron. I mean, he's the only other guy on that roster that can consistently create for himself and create for others. So I think that that is a big deal. AD, obviously, AD being back on the floor makes this team a favorite in my mind. Without AD, it could get interesting. Without AD, as much as I love the Utah Jazz, I'm not sold that they are going to be quick enough to knock off either the Lakers or the Clippers should it come down to that. But without AD, I would give the Utah Jazz a shot versus the Lakers, a genuine shot.
Me too. And Monica, before we head out of the conversation of the Lakers and head to the Knicks, which I can't wait for because you work with my boy Kaz to Nigeria. I wanted to first touch on Brooklyn really quick because we're going from one MVP candidate in LeBron James to now a lot of conversation about James Harden. How have you seen his role evolve and how he's been able to step up to the task of playing with Brooklyn?
So I don't want to say it's been like a resurrection because James was a bucket in Houston too. But I think this is one of those unique cases where a guy said something in an interview and it really did come to fruition in a way that we're all kind of like, he's not just a bucket. Like, he's a beast in terms of distributing as well. And he said to Rachel Nichols that he was really looking forward to playing with guys that could also score, right? As glamorous as the scoring titles are and were, that is a ton of work. And we know that James had to sustain that for Houston to be in position to contend. So I genuinely think that here, being able to pass first and score if I want to, like, this is a whole new version of James that we're being able to see. Not to mention, like, he's running with two of the best dudes in the league. Like, it's crazy. And I said when the team got together, everybody was all woo, woo, woo. Like, it's only one basketball, which I think is the laziest basketball analysis you can make. I put them as my favorite until they weren't playing any defense, and now they're playing defense. And so I think it's the Nets' East to lose, personally.
Chinee Ogumike, Mike Golic Jr., Chinee and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, talking with the amazing Monica McNutt, ESPN basketball analyst, hooped at Georgetown. You can see her on the ACC net. You can see her anywhere hoop is being played. And as a quick follow-up, you know, we're basically talking about LeBron. We're talking about James Harden. Uh-huh. So can you give me, like, your top three in order MVP so far this season?
Oh, Chinee, why do you make me? I don't want to do this. This is so not fair. Okay.
Junior does that to me.
All right. Right now, honestly, for me, and this is kind of wild because I'm not necessarily sold on this team, I'm leaning toward Joel Embiid right now in terms of what the Sixers are doing. Yes, I think Doc Rivers has had a huge hand in them taking the next step into the promise. Then it's going to be LeBron, and then it's James. And I'm forever scarred, Golic, by everybody's NFL argument that Rodgers was the MVP over Patrick Mahomes because you look at his weapons. Well, I'm going to take that logic and apply it to basketball a little bit. LeBron doesn't have any weapons. Harden has the most weapons. And then I'm giving the edge to Embiid because he's taking this team to a place that we have not seen them be consistently. So I would go Joel, LeBron, and then Harden.
Okay.
Personally.
I love it. Janae's so right, Monica. I spend all of my time around here trying to, like, uncomfortably back her into corners where she's got to give me some spicy take on this one. It was way easy for you. Like, again, we can all tell you've been around here on ESPN Radio because that was seamless football to basketball weaving in there. She clearly understands what she's doing on this one. Now, Monica, part of your job is also covering basketball over at MSG. So I have to ask you this because I saw people celebrating in the streets outside of Madison Square Garden the other night after another Knicks win. This team, fourth in the East, above 500. How excited should we be about the long-term potential for this New York Knicks team?
All right, you got to define long-term for me, Golden. Are we talking this season or, like, multiple seasons?
I want to say this season. For the remainder of this season, is this a trajectory you think they can stick with?
Listen, okay, first of all, we got to point out the way that the playoffs have changed a little bit, 7 to 10. Do I expect the Knicks to be at least 10? 100%. Like, I think this is a real deal. And honestly, I think that they can finish in that top 8, maybe even 7. Here's the thing about the East. The teams at the top, right, the real contenders, shall we say, are going to beat one another up, right? Like, I remember when the Bucks came to the Garden and the Knicks won, and at first it was, oh, whatever, NBA season, COVID year, and then the Bucks looked kind of crazy and the Knicks were kind of trending up. So I think the top of the East is going to beat up one another. That fatigue is going to trickle down. When you look at, like, the Wizards, the Hawks, those teams are talented enough to still win, but what the Knicks have been able to do since the beginning of the season that is very different from last year for them. One, Julius Randle is incredibly more streamlined. Last year, he would take three dribbles and start spinning around, and then you want to close your eyes because it was just going to get bad. This year, he's going to his spot. He's finding his shots. And then you've got Mitchell Robinson getting healthy, but R.J. Barrett is getting to the rim with reckless abandon, can finish in traffic. IQ, Emmanuel Quickley, are you kidding me? He's probably been the best surprise out of the draft. And I think Elfrid Payton has been very steady for this squad. So all of that combined, throw in Tibbs, they know what they're basketball tenants are as a squad in terms of defending and rebounding. One of my favorite things to do with this team is to go check the rebounding stats. And more times than not, they're out-rebounding their opponents. I know that that's a grunt stat and not glamorous, but to me, it speaks to the work ethic and the tone that Tibbs has set with this unit. So I'm buying this team getting to the playoffs this year, honestly, just because I think the East is going to beat up on one another. And if you have to go back to a tenant, it's going to be being able to get a stop as opposed to making a shot for me.
That sounds like a Tom Thibodeau coach basketball team right there. But the Knicks in the playoffs, we all win if that happens. So I'm willing to co-sign Monica on that one. Monica, you're the best. We appreciate you so much.
I promise, Marty.
The gap between visits is going to be a lot shorter this time around. Thank you, and we'll talk to you very soon, okay?
Thanks, girl.
All right, Golic, I'm holding you to that. Shout out to Janae. Thanks, girl.
Monica McNutt with us, our ESPN basketball analyst. Also, you've heard her on ESPN Radio here, the ACC Network, breaking it all down for us there. And defense and rebounding stats. She really knows what to speak to this show to.
Yes, precisely. And that wins championships too, okay? Not just the threes, all right? Put some respect on the defenders out there.
Well, we'll put plenty of respect on that. And I think she brought up a lot of compelling reasons why, especially with this playoff format. The Knicks and the playoffs this season is a conversation that we can have. But coming up next, I want to have the conversation about the true long-term success, the building blocks for this franchise, and why there are two things that stick out to me as big-time worries about the New York Knicks and long-term happiness. We'll get to that after this word from Body Armor.
Really? You're just going to do that to the Knicks when they get something good? Come on, let them celebrate because as we hear the body, you know, instrumental, your body's crazy, your workout's ready, and you always have to have a big drink on deck. And Junior, you know I brought my big drink today, didn't I?
You got the biggest drink I have seen right here. Chanae is hydrated out here. She is ready. Look at this on ESPN Plus.
Thank you. I alternate between Body Armor Light and just pure water, which is the way to go. Let Body Armor Light help you achieve your fitness goals this year. Body Armor Light is a low-calorie sports drink hydrating your active lifestyle. And ladies and gentlemen, Mike Golic Jr. video bombed my Sparks press conference. You saw the video earlier on ESPN Plus. So we are officially. We are back on the grind. Go Sports! Body Armor Light has no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, and only 20 calories per 16-ounce bottle. Athletes like Mike Trout or Sabrina Ionescu or Dustin Johnson use Body Armor Light to stay hydrated, so why not give it a try? No, really, why not give it a try? From now until April 30th, buy $20 of any Body Armor product and earn $10 in fitness cash to select fitness retailers nationwide. Learn more at bacommittofit.com. That is bacommittofit.com. Now, if you're a New York Knicks fan, stay hydrated because good times are coming. You can come out of hibernation. It's your time to shine, and we'll tell you exactly why. Right after this on Chanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live. Come look at us in my big water bottle on ESPN Plus.
Chanae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
J.J. Watt's a Cardinal opting for the desert. Knicks fans are out here in the streets actually celebrating and not just having to deal with gigantic New York-sized rats. All of that now superseded by the shocked look I just saw on Chanae Agumake's face. It's Chanae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Chanae Agumake. And we were in the middle of the last segment. We had a great time talking to Monica McNutt, our great ESPN basketball analyst here. And as we're getting ready to go to break, Chanae, I saw your face light up in the not-so-good way, in the, wow, I was not expecting to see this way. And per our own Adrian Wojnarowski, the news is very unfortunate for someone very well-respected around the league.
Yeah, around the league and on this show, who has graciously shared his time with us, especially as the Hawks have been navigating, you know, a couple seasons now where, one, they were not in the bubble, and now they started again in this year that has been challenging. And Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski, just tweeted, and this is what I found mid-segment and put our group chat, Atlanta has dismissed Lloyd Pierce as coach, sources tell ESPN. The Hawks are 14-20 and have had multiple injuries among their key newcomers. And so that's the breaking news, that Atlanta Hawks have parted ways with their coach, Lloyd Pierce. And that was, you know, I do think it's tough because when you're a young team that's trying to find their footing and rebuild, Junior, you know, it takes some time. He's been head coach since 2018, so not too many seasons to try to build this foundation. But throughout sports, we're seeing a lot of changes being made where people can win. They're trying to win now, and I think after this extended amount of time, maybe the Hawks wanted to move in a different direction.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because we've gotten to, you know, get Coach Pierce on the show here a couple of times. When I was doing the morning show, he was always gracious enough to come on with us, and what an unbelievable presence in anybody's organization. His leadership through navigating the hellscape that's been the last years, whether it's been the pandemic, whether it's been the issues that have gone on off the court, and his leadership amongst NBA coaches when it's come to the issues of social justice, it's a damn shame is what it really is to see someone like this who has been on the forefront and had been so helpful on so much kind of fall victim to what we talk about. It's a bottom line business. We understand the reasons that point to this, but it doesn't make it any easier when good people lose their jobs.
It does not at all. And like you said, he has been on the front lines, you know, choosing to serve as a poll worker like I did, an election clerk on election day, seeing what the Atlanta Hawks have really done. We celebrated the court that they had, that celebrated the life of Martin Luther King Jr. We saw how they have been extremely intentional with the businesses that they support. One of the few, you know, teams that, you know, are using black banks as investors. And so a lot of the things, the good works that happened off the court, you would just hope that it would have translated on to a little bit more momentum, probably more wins. But we all know, with a young team that just kept, you know, adding more, you know, draft picks and lottery picks full of talent, led by Trae Young, who I believe is an all-star snub, which is unfortunate as well, which compounds on it. This is just something that tends to happen. Junior, I know we're going to talk also about the New York Knicks, but I just wanted to bring up this point about the East, okay? And this is why there's pressure. The Atlanta Hawks currently, as we mentioned, 14-20. They're, like, lower in the pack. There are about five teams that are worse records than them. The New York Knicks are above 500 at 18-17, 18 wins a season at four. Do you want to know, by comparison, the West, where the 500 team is? The 500 team are the Dallas Mavericks that are 16-16, and they're out of the playoff. So just some context to the challenges of playing in the Western Conference versus the East. But who cares, right? The New York Knicks are winning and they're above 500. That above 500 gets you fourth in the East, where above 500 gets you, you know, maybe on the fringe of making the playoffs and not currently in that standing in the West.
Jen Angle Jr. here on ESPN Radio. And I think it's the how that matters as much as anything, because you're right. We can compare and contrast this to a spot that makes them feel bad. But listen, as someone who, once my junior year when we beat Utah, who was like 19th ranked in the country, and our fans stormed the field, sometimes you need things to get excited about in that spot, even if it's not traditionally what you would mark success at that organization. Janae, the thing I worry about is twofold, though, because Julius Randle being an all-star, awesome news. All these things are good. The defense, the rebounding that Monica McNutt brought up when she was on with us. I worry about two things. One, James Dolan and what he has traditionally had as an effect on this franchise and its long-term trajectory. And Tom Thibodeau, quite frankly, I think his style, and we've seen over years, it grates on people. And so when you've got the third youngest roster in basketball like they do now, you can get away with some of these things that border a little more on the college mentality of go hard all the time and do this. But if they're setting up to try and be a place that attracts free agents, if they're trying to borrow from that Brooklyn Nets model, Chiney, I worry about the effect of both of those things on that still.
We don't know who long-term are on the Knicks' vision for the future to bring them back to the pinnacle and contenders, but I think Monica McNutt, our ESPN basketball analyst, was right about it. If you go out there and you play hard like Coach Thibodeau sort of preaches, you bring in your guy in Derrick Rose that feels comfortable, you have that veteran leadership, plus you have now the defense, the second-best defensive rating according to NBA.com behind the Lakers and the Jazz, you're going to win some games. And they're winning with defense, which is super rare, which is something all Knicks fans should be grateful for. Plus, you have an NBA All-Star for the first time, I believe, in 3 years since Kristaps Porzingis, the unicorn. It's a good day to be a New York Knicks fan.
Like I said, sometimes you just got to celebrate because you've been dealing with way worse for way too long in this spot. So, Knicks, go ahead and dance in the street. Just do it 6 feet apart and wear your mask. Coming up next, big money and warm weather. Why is that an issue?
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.